Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Kuf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Azayrek v'nivka, it should say ma'ach asher t'miyadei, kolta acher, kolta kelev, oi shenisafer pata. If one threw something b'shig and remembered that it was Shabbos after it left his hands, and someone else or a dog caught it, or it burned in the air, he's exempt. If one threw to wound a person or animal and remembered the Issa Shabbos before it made the wound, it's exempt. The general rule is, one is not chayav a chatas unless he was shogig at the beginning and at the end. If he was shogig at the beginning and made it at the end, or made it at the beginning and shogig at the end, he's not liable unless he was shogig at the beginning and at the end. And the Gemara says, Kini masnisa behaved. The Gemara says, don't say that after you remembered he regretted the malacha. Rather, our Mishnah discusses one who remembered and was made it, means wanted the malacha to occur. The Kasha, ilu yora chetz la'arei goi esa nefesh v'hissu boi v'chazaba. If you would not say so, if one shot an arrow to kill someone, and they warned him, and after he shot it, he retracted, would that be anything? Surely he's liable. Rather, you must say that he was mazed, and chatas requires shkaga from the beginning to the end. V'yasa ben chanina oma b'shegeg b'loisase, v'mazed b'loisase. V'yasi ben chanina said that the key of Korban depends on if he was shogig about the love, or mazed about the love. If he was made about the love, even if he was shogig about the kores, he is exempt from the Korban. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omar b'shogig b'kores, or mazed b'kores. Yeshua ben Levi says it depends on if he was shogig about the kores, or mazed about the kores. Even if he was mazed about the love, if he was shogig about the kores, he brings the Korban. Tani Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Messiah of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Es Hashem hu magadef nechosa, yigalf macha afilu meizid beikawis masim boi, veloike u meivi korban. We're being support from Rav Shimon Levi, from a baisa of Rav Shimon Yochai, right after it discusses chatas, the Pasuk says in Bamid Bapek Tesvot, Pasuk Lamed, that he has blasphemed Hashem, and the soul should be cut off. Think about it, and you will find how one can be mazed and bring a korban. If he was mazed even about the kores, so they warn him and he is lashed and he brings a korban. Rather, he was mazed about the love and shogig about the kores. We are bo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, should say hazed b'chelev v'shogag b'chatas masim by b'loike u'mevi korban. We are bo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if one was mazed about an issue of eating chelev, but shogig about the chatas aspect, they warn him, and he receives lashes, and he brings a korban. Tani aim misaskin loy bechalavim al arayas, and misasek b'shabbos potter bechalavim arayas chayev. Rashi says the exemption of misasek, which is one who intended for an action and did a different act, does not apply to chelev and arayas. One who is misasek and shabbos is exempt, but in chelev and arayas he is liable. Echavida. Hare ani koitze chatzi goigus v'kalsach kagoigus potter. Hare ani oichel chatzi goigus chatzi zayis ochel kazayis chayev. Hare ani mischamim ba v'hera ba chayev. What's the case? I will reap half a goigus, and he reaped a kagoigus, he's exempt. If he said I will eat half a kazayis, and he ate a kazayis, he's exempt. If he said I warm myself through bodily contact with a selva, and he end up having the first stage of relations with her, then he is liable. Harnalach perek hazayrik. We begin now the 12th perek, perek Haboina. The Mishnah says, Haboina, kama yivna v'yichayev, Haboina, kol shehu, amasates, avaham maka v'patish, v'amad said, hakoideh kol shehu chayev. How much must one build to be liable? One is liable for any amount of building, smoothing rocks, making the final blow with a hammer or hatchet, or drilling, any amount. The general rule is on Shabbos one's liable for any malacha that lasts, means sometimes one does not do more than this. melacha chayev mipnei shehu mesakim melacha. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even one who banged a hammer on an anvil and not on the kli being made while making the kli is liable because he prepares and smooths the hammer for melacha. The Gemara says, Ma binyan hai b'mishkan, shayu noisnim kroshim agabi adonim. The Gemara asks, what building was there in the Mishkan? They put boards on sockets. But Ola Shahisa, well, wasn't this temporary? They would take them down before they journeyed. Now, Rabbi Yasser, Mekim Shahayu Noisim, Bechoinim, Alpia Dibur, Kemishahu, La'ilam. Yeah, so Rabbi Yasser gives us that since they camped and traveled according to Hashem's word, it's considered permanent. And Rabbi Yasser Babun, Mekim Shahayu Tichan, Akadish Boruch, Shahu, Machnisin, La'aretz, Kemishahu, La'shar, should say. Rabbi Yasser Babun objected that since Hashem promised to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, it's considered temporary. Neshitseinu Hadar Amr, Binyan, La'shar, Binyan. And the answer is this teaches that temporary building is called building. Hada amma afile minasad. Hada amma afile nosin agabi dava ache. Hada amma binyan agabi kelem binyan. And we infer that even non-standard building, meaning the boards are not placed on each other, even if the master built is on something else and built on top of kelem, is considered building. Adonim kakao kahin. And we reject these last two inferences. Sockets are like the ground. Tani echad meivis ha'evim echad meivis ha'tit ha'meivis ha'tit chayev. The Bible says one person brings the rock and puts it in its place, and one brings the mud and cements it in a place. The one who brought the cement is chayev. Rabbi Yossi oimer shneim chayovim. Rabbi Yossi says they are both liable. So Rabbi Yossi even b'leitit binyan. Rabbi Yossi holds that rocks without mud is still considered building. All agree that if one put the mud first and afterwards another put the rock, the latter is liable. A builder who set in place the rock at the end of the row of rocks in a wall is liable. According to whom must this be taught, it's needed according to Rabbanon, who normally exempt a rock without mud. One who makes planks to support beams of the house or made the roof, he is liable for building. Rahein the knocker kippin amudim dachyen mekater pispes mekater kolhen chayev mishum mesates. One who drills in rocks, in woods or pillars or cuts to shape tables or square rocks is liable for quarrying. Rav Yemiyah b'shem Rav Hamalkev moiter shalgila chayev mishum boiner. Vim, quoting Rav, said, one who assembles a bed of components is liable for building. Rav Zera says, he is merely like one who takes a frame and puts it on bricks. Building doesn't apply to Kelim in such a case. Rav Nuna ruled for the Reish Galusa to permit assembling and dissembling a table of components on Shabbos. They said that Rav Huna Bar Chia was with Rav Huna when he gave this heter. Rav Yehuda heard and said, the one who ruled for him, he didn't learn or serve Chachamim properly. Rav Shammai said, the one who ruled for him, he ruled for him like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Tani Levachim Shibasfina Rishabarisa Naklita Amita Veregel Hashulchan Viyad Asakin. The Vaisa says that planks in a boat or bed or poles that support a canopy, the leg of a table or a knife handle is separated, one may not return it. If he returned it, he's exempt. If he banged it in, he is liable. Shimon Gamliel says, if they were loose, he takes and returns. Tani, it should say, kvuim chibul atumah v'la'azoyah. Tekuim chibul atuma beina chibul lehazor hanedlim hanesnim eina chibul lelatuma lehazoya. We asked a question from a baisa: if they were permanently attached and nailed in, they connected for tuma. If part became tummy, all became tummy, and hazor sprinkling with the paradum waters. If they were banged in, they connected for tuma, but not for hazor. What's taken from its holder after using it, inserted at the time it was used, is not connected for tuma or hazor. Ba'achad amahachi, and here you say that. That one who banged them in on Shabbos is liable. Connected only for Tumah to be stringent, but not for Azor to be lenient. Taman dochen likava se loikava einen chibur, vam hachan tkiosam hi gemar malachton. One says there it's normal to permanently attach them. If you didn't permanently attach, it's not connected. However, here, banging them in is the sign of malacha. Tani, Reb Simai, Omer, Hamalkiv, Keren, Agulu, Echayev, Kem, Shuta, Pata. Reb Simai said in the Baisa that one who assembled a round horn, which is flutes are inserted in holes to produce sounds, is liable. They have to be banged in tightly. One who assembles a straight horn is exempt because they are loosely inserted. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, Kanim, Anoyu, Echayev, Kane, Shel, Seisaidin, Pata. Elazar, Reb Shimon says one who inserted branches of a candelabra is liable. One who inserts the stick of plasters into the mop is exempt. Kane menoyu lamu chayev. Why is he liable for branches of a candelabra? The Abo b'shem of Yochanan of Huna treyon amrin meshum boyne. The Abo quoting of Yochanan and of Huna both said that it's due to building. Kana shel saidin should say lamu vata. Why is he exempt for the stick of the plasters? If no shulam melan lematan. It's because he puts from above to below, and it's not the way of building. Ativan hawei achoifer v'cholois hawei melaman lamatan hu adam machayev. The Gemara asks, one who digs in sand, builds supports on the sides, lest the sand cave in from above to below, and you say that he's liable. Amar Shmuel bar Yudan kan l'shar kan l'shois. Shmuel bar Yudan answered that this the plaster stick is attached for a short time, and this support for one who digs in sand is for a long period of time. Shmuel Amar Amalachim Esa Tiritzin Chayev Mishum Boine. Shmuel said the one who returns beams used to close the openings of stores is liable for building. Akasha Dava She'ilu Asaba Shabbos Chayev Chatas Beisil Amatirin Af La'achzir. The Gemara asked something that if he did it on Shabbos, he is Chayev Chatas, did Beisil permit even to return it on Yom Tov? Can't you want me to remove them for Oichon Nefesh for to be able to eat, but returning them is merely to guard the store. Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hetiru soifai b'pnei tchelasai shim omar at shilayachzeh afu oyeinu pesach. Chananya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that they permitted the end due to the beginning. If you'll say that he may not return it, he will not open it. But Yivtach said the Gemara will let him not open it. Why must he be lenient? Say he'll open it. Afu Mamait Basimchas Yomtev, the answer is if so, he will decrease Simchas Yomtev because he will not open a store and food won't be available to people. Amab Acha Machzir Ulvad Shalayachzir Kol Sochi. Amab Acha said he may return as long as he does not return as much as needed to bang it in. Amab Yossi Barbun Kishain Shom Pesach Olim Yesh Shom Pesach Mishtamash Kenegada Pesach. Yossi Barbun said that this is when there's no opening there, but if there's an opening, he uses opposite the opening. Masnifin the like of Rabbi Shimon, I should say, while our Mishnah that obligates one who draws any amount is unlike Rabbi Shimon. The Tani, Hagoyud, Hakodech, Hakoydzetz Kolshu, Mishavas Chayev, because there are advice that says one who scrapes, drills, or cuts any amount in Shavas is liable. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Hagoyud, Ad Shigo Kosochoy, Hakodech, Ad Shigodech Kosochoy, Hakoydzetz, Ad Shikatzetz Kosochoy, Oyved, Esaor, Ad Shavas Kosochoy. Rabbi Shimon says that one who scrapes is not liable until he scrapes as much as needed. One who drills is not liable until he drills as much as needed. One who cuts is not liable until he cuts as much as needed. And one who tans hide is not liable until he tans as much as needed. Yaakov Acha said that the Baisa about flaying is only like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon does not make partial melacha like total melacha, and Rav Shimon make partial melacha like total melacha. One would have no reason to flay only the chest. Kasha al the Rav Shimon Gamliel, ilu not al the Ksav al Ekartzal, Shem al Flamu. Gemara asks, in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel obligates one who banged a hammer on an anvil, because it prepares the hammer for Malacha. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if someone took a kli and he prepared to reap and didn't reap, is it anything? Amr, Rabbi Ada, Asya, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, could be Yehuda. Rabbi Ada answered that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani. Rabbi Yehuda, I should say. Hashebet, Mamakat Kate, Ala Oig, Aweze Chayev, Mepneshu Miyashe Biyode, Baruch Mepneshu Miyashe Biyode. In a Baisa, Yehuda taught that one who is Shoved, which means he evens the warp threads, or Medaktek, which is he hits the woof lest it be too taut, on woven material, he's liable because it's as if he evens it, means prepares it to do Malacha better. Also here, he evens the hammer.